glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ. He is the Lord God Almighty and the Son of God and infinitely more. He's alive forever and he offers his glory. God offers his glory through his Son to every person. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we're so grateful for everything. Thank you for saving us. Jesus, reveal yourself to us as only you can. Thank you for coming to the earth as a man, dying for us, bleeding for us, and now being alive. Thank you for all that you're doing now. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. The glory of the Lord is the answer for every believer. That's how we walk with him and know him. The chief end of man, the supreme end of man, is to know God. The man was born to fellowship with him. This is an unspeakable mystery, but we can speak about it. It's to think that God Almighty would offer to fellowship with a person, with you, with a person, with a that he would offer his presence and glory to mankind is really one of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And there, oh, glory to God. When someone meets the Holy Spirit, he's the only one they will want. His glory is beyond words, his majesty, his beauty, his, and everything about him. And we we realize it's an eternal revelation, knowing him is, and it's a million years on the earth, we would just be beginning to know him. How do we get this glory of the Lord? Lose our old nature and seek him with our whole heart and do things right. You know, Jesus spoke about the righteousness. Seek the Lord and you shall be righteous as your heavenly Father is righteous. There's a lot. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, the Holy Spirit can reveal what that really means. The Amplified does say his way of being right and doing what is right. So, for example, it's only right that we give our life back to God. He's given us, get to us. He's given us everything that we have that's good and keeps us alive and provides. He gave us our life, our body, our soul, and everything. So it's only right that we give it back to him. Simple. Also, it's only right that we do treat others in a certain way. You know, that we love others as you love yourself. That and forgiveness is a key in there that Jesus revealed. And if you really look at the Ten Commandments, it's all common sense. I mean, we know that we shouldn't steal and we shouldn't, murder someone and things like that. Okay. But again, the Holy Spirit reveals all of this. And really, the greatest thing is just knowing him. That's what eternal life is. But I want to keep emphasizing when we know him and, you know, okay, again, how do we get his glory? Give him everything we have. Love him with all we have. Seek him, okay? And when we find him, everything makes sense and we realize that that's the answer, that the Lord Himself, the only true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. He's the most powerful. He's the most merciful, the most giving and gracious. Everything about Him. Mainly, I want to, again, just hone in on the glory of the Lord. He's beyond words. That's the answer. Before we find Him in that way, we're trying on our own, but nothing works. Anything we do in the flesh profits nothing, Jesus said. It's a great man of God said it's rejected. It's just not. When we know Him, oh, glory to God. Everything works. Everything makes sense. We only want Him. Okay, before we find Him, we have all these misconceptions about what's commonly called Christianity, Catholicism, knowing God, you know, walking with Jesus, knowing all these misconceptions. And I've listed them. Our ministry has done a list, and we have 53 different, pretty big misconceptions that people have. And the answer is, when we meet Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, all these misconceptions are solved, and we discover we realize, you know, that this is what humans are born to do, are created to do and born to do, and is to know Him and then ultimately fellowship with Him. And it's I'll just mention some of them. You know, we thought that it was religion or religious or laws and rules, and that we have to act spiritual and things. Well, really, it's a glorious relationship, an eternal revelation. He offers the riches of the glory of the mystery of knowing Him. That's from Colossians. It's this glorious, the presence of Jesus, the presence of God, the glory of the Lord, it's dynamic, exciting, it's natural, and we can rest and relax in Him. It's, you know, here's a good example. Previously, we thought, oh, you know, I've got to go to church and I've got to go to Mass or whatever. Well, now it's fellowship with believers who are like-minded and a walk with Jesus. We just naturally want to walk with Him every day, all the time. Unnatural religion. It's such a very sad, and it is indeed tragic that there's all these. It's really deception. You know, previously our ability, our effort and ability, well, now it's His power, His ability, His glory to God. So 53 different misconceptions. I'll try to put these in the notes. But really, all someone needs to know is go straight to Jesus. Go straight to the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ. He is the Father, the Spirit of the Father and of Jesus. And yet they are separate. And that's a glorious... I might touch on that briefly. Someone just goes to Him. they find him, glory to God. I keep saying it. He's infinity on the 1 to 10 scale. You list all of a person's favorite things to do. Their top 100 things that they love to do. Their hobbies. Being in nature. Being with friends. Listening to music. Doing your favorite work. Eating your favorite foods. List your top 100 things. Rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. And if they're all a 10, add them up. That's 1,000, right? The presence of Jesus is infinity. All those other things, many of them God gives us, and many of them are good things, and He wants us to have those things. But my point is, the presence of Jesus is infinity, is on the pleasure and the joy and the fun scale. Exciting, dynamic. You almost could say, I was even thinking of doing a message called Have Fun with Jesus Christ. I want to keep saying this in all these different ways because we so miss it. We all miss it. We think, and these misconceptions, 53 of them, I think it is, we really put this list together. We tried to put them in order. Again, I'll just touch on some of them. Before, everything is a burden, right? Before we find the Holy Spirit, we're thinking it's going to be a burden and it's going to be hard. And it's all this with heaviness and difficult. And well, with Jesus, it's a tremendous blessing. His burden is light. It's easy and simple to know Him. It's basic. It's we previously thought, oh, I'm going to have to deny myself these things. In fact, that's even a famous scripture that says, if anyone comes after me, let him take up his cross. Let him, let me read that. If anyone comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Well, I looked up the Greek and it's forget yourself. It's not deny. Okay. Let's look at the totality of Jesus' teachings. And here's one of his main teachings. Summing up, he said this in 4 or 5 different places and in different ways. And he actually said it right before he went to his passion to die for the world. He said, his basic message is, die, lose your old nature. And if someone does, they will find the glory of the Lord. The greatest and highest and most awesome and most wonderful person and His presence beyond words can never for all eternity. He will be beyond words. That's what Jesus' message is. I emphasize this because if you had a one-on-one conversation with unbelievers around the world, I would guess that 80% or more, maybe 90% or more, have these misconceptions. And that's a main reason why they are not interested in Christianity, right? Catholicism, or, they're not interested in, and there's other reasons also. So what's the answer for them? The answer is the anointing and the presence of Jesus. That's the only thing that can save them. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that allows us to walk with Him and know Him. Before that, again, it's us trying on our own in the flesh, and it profits nothing. There's no results. It's rejected. And this is a key, because this is why even Jesus said, specifically, he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest. He didn't say, pray for unbelievers, that they'll be saved. That's powerful. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest, the Holy Spirit, will send out laborers into the harvest with the anointing. So let's do that right now. Let's pray. We pray, Lord, that you raise up new laborers for the harvest with the anointing, that they go into the harvest, specifically, for example, in Israel, in the Middle East. We know that tremendous, wonderful things are going on there now in the proclamation of the gospel. We pray for ministries like Tree of Life Ministries, One for Israel, Jews for Jesus, and there's a man of God, Jonathan Kahn. We pray for these people. Continue to give them the anointing and the right people and the technology to proclaim the gospel. Amen. In Jesus' name. That same truth applies to us. That's fascinating, isn't it? How can we walk with Jesus? How can we do ministry? Through the anointing. Boom. That's the whole key. But so glorious. Like, here's some other misconceptions. Before it was introspection. Now it's losing ourselves in His glory. Before it was, oh, we've got to sacrifice. We've got to give up our life. We've got to do all these do's and don'ts, and we can't. Well, this is the greatest privilege. Knowing Him, I mean, this knowing Him for just 1 second, one moment, for 1 minute, would be the greatest thing a human being could ever do. There's a rampant problem of people acting spiritual, isn't there? They're inhibited. They are, with Jesus, we can totally relax and be ourselves and rest in Him. We don't have to act spiritual. Before it was what was perceived as ordinary, now it's extraordinary. Glory to God. Before, let's see. We've thought that we would have to fast a long time and just beat ourselves up and seek the Lord and study the Bible for just a long, long time, and it's just going to be so hard. Well, there is as I mentioned in just recent message, the three realms of prayer. Persistence is a key. Pressing into the kingdom of God, those are keys. But it's about it's not. We realize that it's normal, natural, and He'll meet us more than halfway and lift us up in the power of His might and His presence. And we naturally want to seek Him. It's fun and exciting and dynamic. Here's I know I keep repeating myself, but the answer to this misconception is, again, the Holy Spirit and being knowing Him. It's everything. The anointing solves everything. We naturally now want to seek Him and go through those three realms of prayer. We naturally you know, he reveals the Bible. He reveals himself. It's all about, it's not this laborious, burdensome thing in any way. It's, and here's an example. He reveals that it's simple and it's easy. Here's an example. We've thought, okay, oh, well, God is far away and distant, and I've got to do all of these things, you know, laboriously study the Bible and seek him and fast and give up all these things. It's like, well, no, that's not. Here's the truth. His presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. Right where you are, his presence and his glory, the presence of Jesus, is all around you. Everywhere we go, he's right there. If we're born again, our spirit person's also alive, so we've got the glory of God within us. This is incredible. So really, let's try to look at the spiritual thing practically. It's about just our old nature, getting rid of that, and we fellowship with him. He's right there. There's an example of how that's so glorious, and that it's simple. Amen, amen. Reinhard Bonnke even said one time, he said, whether you think so or not, it's simple. It's simple. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'll try to put these in the notes. Please, we're grateful for your partnership. We are here for you. We want to help. We want to proclaim the gospel to anyone who will listen. Help people find the glory of the Lord. And we do need your prayer support. We need your financial support. Our website's wonderreality.org. And please join us in praying for Israel and other work and other nations. That's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven, is that God would allow us to partner with him and that he would do his work through us. Amen.